This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, everyone, it's time for the weekly talk radio roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. We talk about the things in the news and sort of put, I don't want to say a spin on it, because I want to be just like Bill O'Reilly when I grow up, ladies. Going into the no spin zone. And, of course, his world is anything but the no spin zone. It's all spin. And maybe we put a spin on some of the things, at least what we've talked about this week on our programs together. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Memorial Day weekend. All right, ladies, before we get into the stories and the people list, what are we doing for Memorial Day weekend? Are we taking a trip? Are we going to shop? Are we watching TV? Are we cooking? What are we doing? A lot of furniture sales this weekend. You notice that? Wow. Appliances,
all kinds of stuff.
There's a lot
of sales in general on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, there we go.
I just don't forget what it's about. You know, I think a lot of times people go off and go, it's the start of summer, and it's a three-day weekend. And, you know, it's been a pretty heavy week. And so,
sure,
unfortunately, just make sure you're saying a prayer or sending a thought, or at least giving yourself a second to think about why we do have Memorial Day. And that's because people who made the ultimate sacrifice, which is their life, it's not just every vet. These are the ones who gave everything for our country.
Yep, there are a lot of flags appropriately at cemeteries and placed all over the place. I think people put them on their front lawns, if you will, put them on their porches or display them in some way, shape, or form. Not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of things going on in America this week and around the world. The people list from Talkers Magazine, the official list for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, includes at number 10, Xi or Jinping. All I can think of is ping pong when I either look at that name or think of him. And then there's Vlad. Puke and Putin is number 9. Elon Musk is 8 on the list. Barack Obama is 7. Mike Pence is 6. The people who ran in the primary for governor of Georgia, number 5. The people who are running in Pennsylvania, number 4. Donald Trump is 3. All the characters, political characters involved in what happened in the Texas shooting, they are number 2, Cruz and Abbott and O'Rourke. Sounds like that could be a roadshow, right? It's or maybe a law firm, one or the other. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people
list. I was thinking it sounds like a sideshow.
Yeah, right. It is a sideshow. And number 10 on the story list this week, immigration and the birth rate. Number 9 is Roe v. Wade. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, our relationship with Russia. COVID is 6. The economy is number 5. I think we have to throw the baby formula discussion in there as well. That certainly is more important to me than what is number 4, and that's January 6th. I'm so sick of listening to those stories. It makes me want to puke listening to the BS that comes from people about that stuff. But we're not here, I didn't make up the list. Talkers didn't. They make up the list based on what they hear from talk radio hosts and programmers and listening to stations around the country. I can't believe that much time in a week like we've just had. I'm not saying shame to my brethren in the talk radio world, but there's so much more important stuff to talk about. The fact that January 6th is still number 4 on that list is an outrage. Frankly, I think it is. Number 3, the primaries this week. Number 2, the discussion of gun control and how it sort of works its way into number 1, the Texas shooting. So I'm going to start my overview, and I want to get your sense as to whether this shooting this week, I think, and I've been thinking about this, I said this to a couple of people yesterday, this shooting is going to mount, pretty much be the same thing as the George Floyd impact on Black Lives Matter. Floyd pretty much changed, that incident changed our reality and our attitude toward blacks. Whether it's good or bad, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it brought to the surface a lot of discussion, a lot of work, focus on things that weren't right. And so my question, whether this week's bloodbath in Texas represents the straw that has broken the camel's back when it comes to trying to fix or adjust or address or actually have, you know, do what's necessary to curb this kind of violence. Our country is exclusively in an elite club of, this is not a good club to be in. We are the kings of this kind of violence around the world in supposedly advanced countries. So do you think, ladies, that this week is the straw that breaks the camel's back, or are we just going to go back into the same old hole, talk about it for a week or two, and then it goes away?
Yeah, it's probably going to be rinse and repeat. Everyone's offering their thoughts and prayers and then fighting from the political stance on things, and then nothing ever really gets done. You're already seeing online where some people are suggesting, will we do this, will we do that? And then the retorts are, well, stupid Democrat, well, that's such a Republican response, and it's so disheartening.
Yeah, it's all. I took somebody on my own Facebook page yesterday. There was a focus on this, and I posted something from a basketball coach who said this has got to stop. I've forgotten even who it was, but I liked the message, so I posted it. And then some guy takes a shot at the Democrats, and I went back to him and I said, "This is nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. This has to do with what's right and wrong." And so, and I left it at that. So, Jen, what do you think?
The problem is that you want, where it is political, is that Democrats answer, I think, and the reason I'm using it politically is because I'm going to give you a Republican response in a second, but Democrats' answer to this is to eliminate, get guns, get rid of AR-15s, get rid of people, and Republicans are never going to allow people's constitutional rights to be stripped away. So you have to figure out where the actionable items are, and because people push themselves so far into their corners, they don't ever come up to something actionable. There's been an idea that's floating around that I think is a wonderful idea, and that we have to adapt what they do in Israel. Israel does not allow for any soft targets where there is important stuff. They don't allow their churches to be soft targets. They don't allow their schools to be soft targets.
Explain what it means, soft targets. What does that mean?
It means an unsecured location. Look, you don't ever see gunmen go into a courtroom. You don't see mass shootings walk into a jail. You don't see them walk oftentimes into the White House, right, or into Congress. These are secured areas. And so what I think is really important is to realize that we spend a lot of money securing politicians and celebrities, and we spend zero money securing our children. And so for me, an actionable item would be, and somebody's been floating this idea on social media, that you can hire a vet at every single public school in this country for $75,000 a year to be the armed security guard. You lock down all other points of entry, so no unlocked back doors anymore. I mean, the stuff that went wrong in this case is disgusting with the police and with the unlocked back door and all of this.
Police didn't do a job. The police
right.
did not do their job.
They had
exactly
pretty
right.
obvious. Yeah.
For an hour. I mean, and then they were arresting parents who were trying to run in and get their children. How dare you?
Yeah.
So
very
my
badly
point is
handled.
This.
They can make all the excuses in the world listening to the BS that came from
there's no excuse.
Abbott.
This is
BS.
But it's not even Abbott that's making the excuse. It's the police that lied about the time.
Well, but I'm saying they're all touting how wonderful the police were. The police were horrible.
The Border Patrol were wonderful when they got there and actually ran in.
The Border Patrol got
into
this
worm. Yeah, and why did it
worm.
Take the Border Patrol? That's
an
ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, anyway.
And I apologize for my voice.
It's all right.
You lock all points of entry. You put an armed vet on every school campus at the front door, and you give them $75,000 a year. You know how much that costs? It costs $9 billion. Do you know how much we just sent to Ukraine? Do you know how much we spend on other junk around this country? And for the people who don't like that in Congress, I think they should give up their armed security, because if they don't think that our kids should be secure at this point, the only way you stop this, these cowards go into these schools because they know they can cause damage.
The parents were pleading with
guns.
The police to go into the school, and the police just sat there.
That's mm-hmm. why you That's need someone who is there to secure the campus that's ready to act. This what? Is like Parkland. Remember when Parkland, they had the school resource officer that was standing outside for however long he did because he was too afraid to go inside. Give me a break.
We don't need
new
laws.
And you think about like training officers. The training officers and the police officers who are in the academy. You have teachers, not teachers assistants, but student teachers. I'm sorry, but you can have people like that. You have a trained and certified vet who's there, and then you also have the officers who are in the police academy and trying to become police officers. That could be part of an internship program where they are there, and you can get more people. I've been seeing online regarding the whole only have one point of entry during the school day, and people are having a problem with that. Like, that's not the answer. It is one of the answers. How is it unsafe? Yes, it's actionable. It's unsafe. And like you said, Jen, we kind of talked about this yesterday too. Even if you were to take away all the guns and up availability for help with mental health, that does not take away the fact that there are so many guns there. There is no reversing what's already happening. We have to play defense to this.
You know, one of the things that you said about Israel, it's problematic for me to think about us in that same league because of the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis, the fact that that's so in your face all day, every day over there is part of life. But here I don't want to think that my country has become that. But I don't recognize a lot of my country, frankly. I don't recognize the people. I don't recognize the language. I don't recognize the attitude. I don't recognize what's going on, frankly,
We have such a cultural problem. I mean, it is so sad.
There's too much influx of people who don't understand or aren't assimilating into the culture. They're trying to make it their own.
We have a young man problem. We are not raising strong young men anymore. I mean, it's always the same guy, the young guy with the blank stare. And, you know, a lot of that is family structure. A lot of it is lack of faith. A lot of it is passing people through when they're shaving their face up. I mean, that's not normal behavior.
Won an award this week at the Gracies for being strong women on the radio. And as I listened to that, it was funny because I was thinking the same thing. Where's the balance? Now, it kind of reminds me of a lot of other social issues. These people in this organization that's named after Gracie Allen gives homage and celebrity to people like you who have done a great job in terms of working as women in this form of radio. And there are a lot of television people who were there. We all know who was there. And then I think to myself, okay, so they're all talking about being strong women. Where's the sort of net neutrality here? Where is the approach, the focus on developing strong, intelligent men and women as human beings? I think that's something that needs to be held into account. All right, we're at 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on the overview, the talk radio review, a roundup of what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the perspective of the folks who have been talking about it on in my watch, if you will, my world. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to continue now an overview from social media comments that listeners are making. Certainly welcome to continue to look at djvshow.com and make the comments as you will. You can get, by the way, copies, if you will, the list. The list is available on our copies, the old copier. You don't have to have that when you've got a screen, and the lists are available at djvshow.com and also at talkers.com. So, Jay, what are people saying? What are the comments regarding the school shooting?
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of questions with it. What's the cause? How do we stop it? Why is this happening? How do we, you know, just what? We wanted your thoughts, and we kind of left it open. Jeffrey Goad says, mental illness with the instant fame of today's fast information society plays a part, media plays a part, and has for years. Never hear the victims' names on media, but you can bet the shooter's name is always everywhere. Lately, I do feel like we've been getting names and photos and kind of small biographies of the victims, but I do agree that once upon a time, we really didn't know much about victims. Helen Norris says, I believe it's a spiritual slash soul issue. And she said, I might be dating myself, but I grew up in a time when the school day started with the Pledge of Allegiance, Bible reading, and prayer. When I went to high school, many students had guns in their back window and an unlocked trunk on school property. Homes were more intact. Clergy and authority was respected. It was more of a moral time, not so profane. It was safe for children to play outside from early to late with the neighbors' eyes, watching out and protecting them, helping out at times, offering correction if something was going on. She said, I could say so much more, but personally, I'm persuaded that this country needs to return back to religion.
Well, one of the things that is pretty obvious here is that we all are thinking about the past, and we're not necessarily thinking about the present. This country is so much different than that lady's probably about the same age as I am, so much different. Whether you can't shut the door now on a lot of the problems that have been created by bad government, bad decisions, political decisions. It just is what it is. What do we do going forward is the question, and we don't seem to have a lot of agreement on that. All right, you got some more comments here, Jay.
Yeah, Mike Carr says multiple armed guards, single entry metal detectors, no unapproved visitors, and no exceptions. Nothing else will be done to stop these shootings. Sick of useless criminal politicians and their thoughts and prayers. Something kind of similar to what we just discussed.
Well, what I'm thinking is that we are here, we're sort of acceding to the wishes of the bad guys because we're making all of the defensive moves. And they're on the offense. I would like to do something to keep these people, and I don't know what it is, from their being on the offense and we're being on the defense. We're the majority. We shouldn't have to do all of these things. That's what really sticks in my craw. The fact that we're doing all of this to accommodate, in a sense, think about it that way, we're accommodating the bad guys. Instead of doing something to short-circuit the bad guys so that we don't have to have our lives disrupted and have everything like you were saying, you get in the backseat of the car when you take your son out. Everybody's afraid because people who are supposed to be taking care of society individually and collectively are not doing their jobs. It's 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
These may be uncertain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Southern Baptist Convention published a list overnight of hundreds of clergy and other church staff members who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse.
Southern Baptists asked for this, demanded this, and put in place for myself as the new president to appoint a task force that ultimately would hire the firm to investigate. And then we had to go through an arduous process of removing all legal barriers so that that investigation would be thorough and complete.
Southern Baptist Convention President Ed Litton on ABC News this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not attend Friday's National Rifle Association convention and instead make a return trip to Uvalde, Texas, the rural town devastated by an elementary school shooting this week. Abbott will record video remarks that will be shown at the NRA convention in Houston, Texas. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Monday's Memorial Day will recognize those that gave all. Jason Mieres on Fox News is the Virginia Attorney General in a state heavily influenced by the military.
Listen, it is something as simple as when you go to the grocery store here in my hometown and you'll see those that have the scars of wars that are amputees and you interact with family friends that their husband has to be deployed for the next 6 to 9 months on a carrier fighting overseas. And so we do come together here in Virginia, and I have a mentor and a friend who's a Marine who made this remark to me one time. He said, listen, if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you go among those Stars of David's and those crosses, you know, there's not an R or a D next to anyone's name. And so never forget, someone maybe thinks differently than you politically has given the last full measure of devotion to this amazing country. And as we come up on Memorial Day, I think it's so important that we recognize the sacrifices that we have a military fighting force unlike any others.
A meteor storm of 1,000 shooting stars per hour may light up the skies over North America next week. The Tau Herculids meteor shower is scheduled for May 30th and 31st. There's a chance we might pass through the thickest part of the comet fragments that is creating the debris, but NASA cautioned if the comet that spawned the storm has debris traveling slower than 220 miles per hour, then nothing will make it to Earth and there will be no meteors from this comet. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now at 34 after the hour, the talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm going to go back to the comments from our listeners, if we can. There are some pithy comments about the shooting and some other items that have to do with what went on in Texas, the protests and that sort of thing. So you want to pick it up where Carl Dickens had a word or two for us to think about, Jay?
Yeah, one suggestion Carl had was get politics out of our lives. Social media fuels it. The nation has become one of tribes. Everything drops to the political swamp. We need to return to community, to faith, and civility. But can we do it?
Well, we can if we put our hearts and minds to it. Yes. So what's the story with the students that staged the walkouts this week to protest what went on? What are mothers and fathers saying about that?
Well, there were a bunch of students across America that they just were protesting what happened at the Texas elementary school by staging the walkouts. And it was really unfortunate to see the comments. They were all very against these students. Becky Passhaus said, any excuse to get out of class. I think that diminishes the
intelligence.
These are adults. I don't know if these are parents. I don't know if these are parents of students who were part
just
of the walkout.
Just because you're old, that doesn't mean you're smart. Age is not a predicator of whether you're smart or not. There are a lot of adults who are pretty stupid.
Well, and it also takes away the emotional intelligence of these students. And that's just my opinion of that statement. Mike Zadra says dummies following orders. Randy Hendrickson said looks like the indoctrination is working.
Well, so they're... There's a lot of non-support, and I think I get it. Let's just play devil's advocate for a second here and turn it around. One of the things that I think happens is that children are easily influenced. One of the things that I continue to say is that youngsters are being taught what to think, not how to think. And perhaps when there is a suggestion, when youngsters see this sort of thing going on, especially if they're in junior high school or high school, then they follow like sheep. We all remember what it was like when we were in school, right? We followed the leader. We all wanted to be on the in crowd. We wanted to do the hip stuff with
the
people.
Well, you wanted acceptance more than anything.
Right.
Yes.
So
you know,
I didn't need to be popular, but I wanted to be accepted by my friends for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there probably were some students who used this to their advantage to get out of class.
Maybe.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean everybody was. I would like to think that the majority of students are upset about this. They are tired of going to school, not knowing what's going to happen. I graduated high school in 2002, and that was right around the time of Columbine. And we got, some students calling in random bomb threats, and it was scary because we didn't know what was going on, and that was way at the beginning of all of this. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a student now.
Columbine, good God, there's a... That was where this all
That's
started.
That's really where it all started,
remember?
Yeah.
That's where it all started, my God. The question that you posted on social media about allowing your child to be vaccinated, what sort of response? Because that is, even though COVID has slipped down to number 6 on the countdown story list this week, it is important to get some reflection from people. So what do you got here, Jay?
Yeah, regarding children 6 months to four years old, Chris Bialcino said, if I had a child with health risks, I might consider it, but we have been blessed with very healthy children. Winfield Jeremy said, not a chance, not enough info for me, especially for younger kids. Also, kids rarely have serious illness from COVID. Tim Palmer points out, no, just not comfortable giving it to a child that small. I'm not anti-vax. I know there have been over 20 years research on these types of vaccines, but I'm just not comfortable giving this one to a child that small at this time. I'd like to educate myself more. And that last line in Tim Palmer's statement is so wonderful. Just everybody should be educating themselves one way or the other, regardless. Just continue to educate yourselves and stop taking social media posts, people giving their opinion. Opinions are not facts.
Nope.
Like Doug said, learn how to think, not what to think.
One size fits all doesn't work for everybody.
Nope. The quick note of the passing of Ray Liotta, who was 67, a well-known actor, been in lots and lots of movies and TV programs. So a couple of people commenting on that. We ought to give them some credence for a moment here, Jay, too.
Yeah, Annette Bleach called him a great actor, also adding that every day is a gift. Colleen Maxie Smith said, one of my all-time favorites, very sad and shocked. Susan Espiotis loved that man.
Yeah. I see your comments,
actor.
Please. Help yourself to our comment lines, social media, at DJV Show. Let's move on. Let's get to number 5 on the list, the story list this week. The economy, you perhaps noted, and if you didn't, here's the story behind the story of the number of home sellers who have lost, lost sales, but lowering prices, the highest level since October 2019, which is, I find interesting, given what I know in my neighborhood, the prices, you put a price on a house and people come in and bid it up, not cut it down. So apparently this is because of higher mortgage rates, And so the dip.
I think the uncertainty in the economy and people wondering if those interest rates are going to be going up again to try to squash the inflation rate. I mean, it's kind of an uncertain time, and I think there are a lot of people, and Jay is a perfect example of this, who were homeowners who thought, you know what, I want to sell now, but I don't necessarily want to reinvest into the market yet. I want to wait and see if something is going to happen, if there's going to be a shift. I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of that around my area in California as well, where there's just kind of this, I don't know, it's not the push that it was to gobble up every house on the market.
Well, it's also difficult. Yeah, our situation is that we had the contingency of we couldn't buy until we sold, and with that, there's no option to buy because people are coming in and scooping things up. Homes are not staying on the market for more than 72 hours if they're priced correctly, and then that's getting the bidding war in, especially in Nashville where it's a big bachelor-bachelorette party area. You have these companies who want to buy up homes and turn them into Airbnbs or the other kind of rental properties.
Yes, right.
Like we didn't have a chance to even fight for a house.
All right, number six on the countdown list this week, COVID. The viruses that were on hiatus during COVID are back again. We have a lot of discussion. Again, let's say you're an alien from planet Zog, and you come down and you can speak English or you can read, and you look at the story list and you think, what kind of a crazy world is this? It's one problem after another, after another, after another. So we've gone from COVID now to being concerned about the regular viruses that are coming back. And that seems to be what's going on. There are various types of flus for the past couple of winters that were gone. Who do you know that had the flu last year? Anybody? I don't know anybody.
I don't know anybody that had the flu.
I'm pretty sure I did a couple times, sadly.
Really?
But I also, I get everything. I have a really weak immune system. If it's out there, I'll get it, which is surprising. I have not gotten COVID yet. I don't know how that's even possible.
Now we've got monkeypox. The virus generally is only found in Central Africa. It's causing some outbreaks in various countries around Europe and North America, also in the Middle East, and later in the week in Australia. The United Kingdom has 70 cases. But this is not something. The news media is flaming the fire here once again. There are people who say, we ought to all be wearing masks. You don't even know how this stuff, if you're saying something that stupid, you don't know how it's transmitted. Unless you're kissing somebody you're having.
Yeah, monkeypox is more about like skin-to-skin contact, right? It's like droplets. Basically.
You got a physical contact in order to get it. So don't be scared into submission here. There's somebody who's coming out, I'm sure you're going to see by the next week, as somebody who's got some sort of inoculation, some drug company is going to say, here, get this shot, take this pill, and you won't get monkey con or monkey pox or whatever it is. Yeah, right, exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Number seven on the list is our relationship with Russia and what's going on in Ukraine. Isn't it interesting? That's been number one on the chart pretty much every week since the war started. This week it's number seven behind COVID and the baby formula issue. Which, I don't know, has that been solved? I just want to spend a minute on that. I don't...
Not much.
I've looked around.
I think there's still an issue, but they brought in, what, I think 15% of our need was brought in from Europe about a week ago. So there's that, but I still think that we're in dire straits. I think that they're still taking in baby formula from the United Kingdom and from Europe to try to fix the problem here.
Fixing the problem means that we don't have a monopoly controlling the source of supply. The government, once again, having closed its eyes to what happens, the Justice Department does nothing about eliminating these mega mergers. You allow Abbott
FDA
to buy up all the sources.
The FDA's got to be scrutinized in this one, too. Apparently, according to one of the companies, because there are four major suppliers of baby formula. It's not just one. They may all fit under the umbrella, but a couple of companies. But the FDA was also said after the shutdown of that one factory that they were calling to get back into business again, and the FDA was not even taking their phone calls to send inspectors to reopen them. So Yes, we have a problem where we have we don't have any competition.
Government's
that
too
is
big.
Always a problem.
No accountability. Right. It's all that stuff.
Also, lobbyists. The FDA needs to not be so short-sighted that this is not just a product that people can throw away. A lot of people rely on baby formula, and you got to get these places back in business as soon as possible, even in a recall situation like this one.
All right, so number seven, as I said, moved down the list, the war, citizens of the Republic of Chechnya, one of the Russian republics, reporting that they are being kidnapped against their will and forced to fight as quote-unquote volunteers. The Russian soldiers are defecting in large numbers. A lot of them have been killed. Some of them are just disappearing. So it now seems like the Russians are going into the area, Chechnya, and they're rounding them up for mass abductions. There's a human rights group that advocates against corruption that reported, quote, the abducted are required to sign a paper stating that they are volunteers to be sent to Ukraine. Otherwise, they'll be killed. Isn't that sweet? The human rights, this is what you're dealing with. And again, how the news media and social media are getting used to corrupt the Russians so that they don't, a lot of them don't either want to know or they don't believe what is really going on. They believe what they're getting from their leaders. So, anyway, they're paying a lot of money to these. They're getting not necessarily people that are being kidnapped, but they're also paying a lot of money to people coming in from other countries that are fighting for the Russians and with the Russians against the Ukrainians, and they still can't beat them. So the recorded recruitment of fighters continues to it's really amazing what's going on. These people holding on, and we still haven't really done anything. There's no strong leadership. Putin's still alive. And that's something that shouldn't be, frankly. Number nine this week is Roe v. Wade, self-described anarchist taking credit for vandalizing four pro-life churches in Washington, referring to the houses of worship as patriarchal sex abuse cults. This is really something else that we're going down the street. This is going nowhere fast. All right, ladies, thanks for being here on our Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 48 past the hour.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Emarsys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Balin, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, et cetera, but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people giving back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website, and he is our, collectively, our auto expert. So the folks at Foxconn, which is an iPhone company, are now going to enter the electric vehicle manufacturing industry. Is everybody going to get in on this? Who's it? Can you and I get in on it? Let you and I start an auto company and make electric cars. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's a good idea or not?
I think it's a good idea. There's a grandmother in Australia that did it, and she built her own electric car. There's the only little hiccup, and you might agree with me, is this pesky little thing called a microchip, which, you know, could be a hiccup to our plans, sir, but, you know, never know. We could become millionaires. I mean, Elon Musk did it, and he is the prettiest guy on the planet, so you never know.
So, this is not a traditional way of making cars. Certainly for the last 100-some-odd years, we've had what have become traditional car manufacturers. I suppose they all had to start someplace. Foxconn makes a lot of Apple iPhones. That's pretty much what their background is, so they use that to build a car plant and to start building cars. I would think they'd want to connect with somebody that's already in the car business. Yes? No?
Yes. I mean, the thing with cars is the building part, that's only just part of it. There's the distribution, there's the service, there's a lot of other things that go with it. And that's why traditional car companies have been super successful, because they already have the salespeople, the distribution chain, the
structure.
Take them across the country and all that sort of thing. And then there's the crash testing. I mean, what part of the whole infrastructure do you see yourself doing, Doug? Do you see yourself driving them into the wall at speed to see if they're crashworthy? I don't know.
Over the cliff. I want to drive a car over a cliff.
Oh, Thelma Louise, here we come.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big deal.
So under the circumstances, we've got all of these people making these cars. They still are not dealing with something. Actually, Joe Biden sort of tripped on himself this week, talking in Asia about how it's painful at the moment, but we'll come through it, basically alluding to the fact that the reason gasoline is as high as it is because we helped to push it there so that we could force more people to get into electric cars. That was the sum and substance of the way I read it. What about you?
It's a difficult one, right? Because didn't he also say, he put a committee in place to find out why gasoline was so high, why the price was so high at one point.
There's two reasons, the war in the Russians and the war, and the fact that the oil companies are gouging the hell out of us. You don't have to have a study committee to figure that out.
Yeah, so what he's basically saying is, he's saying, I did it to myself. I already know. So, hey, welcome to politics. That's what I say. It's all a bunch of hoo-ha.
All right. Hyundai is building a plant in Georgia, 8,100 workers there. They're going to make 300,000 electric vehicles a year. Is there a market for all those cars? A lot of people this week are saying, if I'm buying a new car, I'm ordering an electric car because I don't want to have to pay $5 for gasoline. What do people need to reality check here on?
There's a few things. First of all, listen, if people are going to be building cars, right now, people are going to be buying cars. That's the first thing. Second of all, if there's cars for sale and it has a Made in America sticker on it, I'd rather be buying that than Made Not in America sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, American electric cars are selling far better than American electric cars that are made outside of America. And I'd rather Hyundai build a plant building cars that are made in America than made in Korea. So I can't really fault them at this point in time. They make great cars. Not only do they have that 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, but they just slapped on a 2-year service warranty on top of all of their cars as well. So they seem to be just hitting it out of the park. But they make 2 plug-in hybrids and 2 electric cars, but they also make a whole bunch of gasoline cars, too. So big thumbs up to Hyundai. That's all I can tell you.
I know a lot of people are very much excited about doing business with them. All right, Nick, thank you. I like doing business with you. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.